Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, May 24th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, government claims it was unaware of Ali Reza Monfared's legal troubles before January 2016. Cuba's first ultra-luxury hotel opened its doors to its first guest on Monday. And Trump determined to pursue peace after Pope meeting. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
It's the Courts home event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts home event. Courts, bringing value home.
Foreign Affairs Minister Francine Baron has said that the government of Dominica was unaware that ex-Dominican diplomat and Iranian national Ali Reza Monfared was in legal trouble and that he was a person of interest to law enforcement authorities in Iran before January 2016. She was responding to questions posed by opposition leader Lennox Linton in Parliament on Tuesday. Linton asked, how did the government become aware that Monfared was a person of interest to the authorities in Iran on or before January 20, 2015? In response, Baron noted that in or about January 2016, the government became aware informally of a dispute between Monfared and a business partner in Malaysia, which resulted in complaints being made against him to the police. She added it was decided then that in the circumstances, it would not be in Dominica's best interest that he continues to represent our interest. Monfared was arrested after an international manhunt in the Dominican Republic on allegations of involvement in Iran's biggest ever corruption scandal. Prior to that, he lived in Dominica for some time. He was issued a Dominica diplomatic passport in March 2015. Government said his diplomatic passport was revoked in January 2016. However, Monfared's matter was just one in a series of embarrassing situations where Dominica's appointed diplomats found themselves in trouble with the law and focused the international spotlight in Dominica. Others include Chinese billionaire NG Lapsang and former Nigerian minister Alison Madueke. Meantime, attorney Gabriel Christian has classified the recent statements uttered by Foreign Minister Francine Baron regarding the arrest of ex-Dominican diplomat Ali Reza Monfared as ludicrous. Christian says for the past 17 years, the DLP government failed to be transparent on state affairs. He also expressed disappointment in the recent hiring of an American firm by the government to promote the government's programs. However, Christian sees this as a deceptive tactic by the government to create the impression that Dominica's economy is functioning properly.
We know that up to this morning, when Francine Baron was asked about the appointment of diplomats like Monfared, she gave a ludicrous answer. And that's why we're in firm support of the resistance against tyranny and the anti-democratic practices of the government of Dominica, where we ask about the affairs of the country that we love, who they appointed, where they were appointed, how much money was paid for those who were given our diplomatic passports and the other passports. They failed to do that. Instead, they have gone with the payment of $30,000 US a month to a company here in Washington to lie to the American people, to lie to the world, to tell them to go and cut up the road in the gardens when we know last year we asked for a conference, a national conference, where all Dominicans could come together to build Dominica, a CODME conference, non-partisan, non-political, not red, not blue, not green, just Dominicans. We were rejected out of hand. And now they're talking about unity. Well, unity can only come with justice. Peace can only come with justice. Freedom can only come with justice. Justice must be done.
Meanwhile, DFP member Dr. Sam Christian says he has information of Dominicans living abroad or have accepted inducements to vote for certain political parties or individuals in the 2014 general elections. Dr. Christian says due to revelations by the DFP, the electorate will begin making the right decisions when the next general elections are held in Dominica.
I just got some messages giving very specific details of how, and we have names, we have towns, we have cities all over the United States, Canada, and the Virgin Islands of people who were paid to come to Dominica to vote and to subvert our electoral process. So that's very, very important. And whatever they try, they may succeed in the short term, but I guarantee you the people of Dominica shall never, never rest, and they will overcome in the end. They will overcome all these behaviors that is not consistent with, that are not consistent with our democratic tradition, not consistent with the Caribbean democracy, not consistent with Commonwealth behavior. And of course, we won't get, not likely to get much help from the Commonwealth because of you know who. But we have to continue to hold on to the hope that we'll be able to restore Dominica to the norms of democracy.
Domfesta 2017 celebrations continue with an international fiesta scheduled to take place at the Old Mill Cultural Center on Saturday, May 27th from 5 p.m. This fiesta will feature food, music, short films, art, fashion, modeling, live music and dance performances representing cultures of Cuba, Venezuela, China, France, Ghana and Nigeria in West Africa. The fiesta provides an international dimension to Domfesta. It is an opportunity for the Dominican population to know more about the culture of the countries being featured, countries which have a significant presence in Dominica in terms of student population, embassies, and development cooperation projects. The fiesta is a family-friendly event and is free and open to the public. Parents are encouraged to take their children along. The fiesta is being organized by the Cultural Division. Another international element of Domfesta 2017 is a puppet show produced by two French artistic companies and presented by the Alias Foisaises at the Arak House of Culture on May 31st at 5 p.m. This event will bring down the curtains on Domfesta 2017. Meanwhile, the Cultural Industries Information Fair, originally carded for Friday, May 26th at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium, has been postponed until further notice. Member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James, is urging Dominican citizens to prevent the DLP's proposed amendments of the electoral laws from being passed in Parliament. James says the latest revelations regarding the government's proposed amendments to the Electoral Act will only destabilize the country's democratic system of elections.
This bill seeks to amend and improve the House of Assembly Elections Act, Chapter 201, the Act. It is a component of the process of reforming the electoral legislative framework to bring it into line with current acceptable standards for electoral legislation in small states. The bill achieves this by adding necessary definitions at the interpretation section, clarifying ambiguities or potential ambiguities in and introducing new concept to the act. I now want to pose this question to Roosevelt Skerrit. I would like Roosevelt Skerrit to present to the House of Parliament which small island state has brought such legislation to their parliament to be passed, because it would be very interesting when we all know that every single country, when it comes to election, cheating and bribery is a major offense for all of these countries. I know Dominicans were not aware of this. As I said, I myself, as a member of the Electoral Commission, and I can speak for Mr. Hillary Shillingford, we were not aware that these were the reasons why Roosevelt Skerrit and his gang were sending these amendments to us for us to deliberate on. So now that I know, I was already convinced that the reason for Roosevelt Skerrit sending this to the Electoral Commission was because of one man and one man only, himself.
Trade Minister Ian Douglas says the government has not shied away from implementing electoral reform here. In the supplementary appropriations presented to Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Skerrit said some $1.5 million was allocated for the procurement of a multi-purpose ID card management and personalization system. Douglas says it is clear that government is making good on its promise to implement electoral reform.
Madam Speaker, we didn't shy away from that challenge. We haven't shied away from the challenge. We have always said to the country that in order of priority, we had to bring the fiscal situation in the country under control. And as the situation continues to get better, so we can put some of those things on the front burner. And it is clear from this supplementary appropriation that we are spending monies to establish the ID card, Madam Speaker, so that we can implement the ID card and the personalization system. And that, Madam Speaker, is one of the promises that we have made towards election reform. And we are, in fact, keeping that promise to the electorate before the next elections, whenever they are called, Madam Speaker.
Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development Minister Rosalind Paul has disclosed that in the last fiscal year, July 26 to April 2017, $2.8 million was spent on small business development across the island. The minister said 479 small businesses across 8 communities have benefited from these funds. Paul was speaking during the debate on the supplementary estimates of expenditure for the year 2016 to 2017 in Parliament on Tuesday.
Madam Speaker, up to April, from July to April, through decentralized funds, 479 small businesses across 8 communities in Dominica has benefited from the $2.8 million targeting these communities. And this is in addition to other applicants who benefited from the ministry's overall program. Madam Speaker, when I speak of this, I speak here of the several small agro-processors who have benefited. The virgin oil producers, the cocoa producers, the herbal tea producers, those involved in the production of sweets and confectionaries, those making cassava bread, breadfruit and potato flours, the beekeepers engaged in production for the local and export markets. Madam Speaker, we speak of the ordinary women, men, and youth of this country who are benefiting from this program.
In more news, the 246-room Grand Hotel Manzana Kempinski, La Habana, won't have an official opening until June 7th. However, guests will pay between $440 and $2,485 a night to stay at the upscale hotel, which is jointly owned by Swiss group Kempinski Hotels and the Cuban Revolutionary Armed Forces Gaviota Group. Originally built between 1894 and 1917 as the first European-style shopping arcade in Cuba, the hotel is situated in the heart of the old Havana, with a direct view of the capital and the Great Theater of Havana, and amidst UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world after meeting Pope Francis at the Vatican. He was granted a short private audience with the head of the Catholic Church on the latest leg of his overseas trip. The two men have in the past clashed on issues such as migration, climate change, and a Mexico-US wall. Mr. Trump is now in Brussels for talks with NATO and EU officials. He will also hold meetings with Belgium's King Philip and Prime Minister Charles Michel. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Government claims it was unaware of Alireza Monfared's legal troubles before January 2016. Cuba's first ultra-luxury hotel opened its doors to its first guests on Monday, and Trump determined to pursue peace after Pope meeting. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95dva.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.